Hello, everybody, from Tucson, Arizona. Welcome to another Radio Munson. We'll be right back. innovative Gordon Goodwin Big Fat Band, and a thing that Gordon wrote with a little tip of the hat to Benny Goodman's Sing, Sing, Sing. Gordon called his Sing, Sang, Sung. It's a conjugation sort of night. Here on Radio Munson from just a little ways up Dove Mountain, just outside of Tucson, Arizona. I don't know about you, but I'm sort of glad that you happened by this evening, because you and me, we've got a lot of living to do tonight.
There are girls just ripe for some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Oh, those girls don't know what they're missing. I've got a lot of living to do, and there's wine all ready for tasting, and there's Cadillacs all shiny and new. Gotta move, 'cause time is a-wasting. There's such a lot of living to do. There is music to play, places to go, people to see, everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you know it, and it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There is such a lot of living to do. Places to go and people to see, everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you know it, and it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There is such a lot of living, such a lot of living, such a lot.
Let's get started with that living stuff. That's Jack Jones, and there was some great music that came from Bye Bye Birdie, including that song. When did Bye Bye Birdie hit Broadway? It's probably the late 1950s, wouldn't you think? Billy May's band accompanying Jack Jones, who was a young upstart singer at the time. Well, it's a chilly night in central Illinois, although not as chilly as last night. It may stay in double figures overnight tonight. That's something. And although tomorrow is still expected to go below zero tomorrow night, maybe a couple of degrees below zero, last I saw, that was the case. Broadcasting tonight from just outside of Tucson, Arizona, and I probably should say I wish I was there with you to suffer it all out. Here we're getting into the sort of the dog days of winter right now. But thankfully, you've solved the heat. The heat's on, right?
They told me to shovel my coal in the boiler. They told people, get hot!
Pointer Sisters, warming up Radio Munson tonight.
Thank you,
Thank you.
That's a hot club of Detroit and a thing called I Want to Be Happy. Yeah, but I can't be happy unless you're happy too. Well, I hope you are here this evening. 11th day of February already. Here's a song from 1944 that Johnny Mercer picked up on. He'd started Capitol Records by that time. And I forget who the composer of the music was, but Mac David wrote the lyrics to this song, later to find fame as a lyricist for Burke Bacharach. And Johnny Mercer brought in a couple of the people he'd already signed to Capitol Records, Joe Stafford and the Pied Pipers, to help him sing the song. Johnny said this was an ideal song for him because he had such a limited range as a singer, Johnny did. As a ballad singer particularly, he said this song fit right in his wheelhouse.
Candy, I call my sugar candy,
because I'm sweet on candy. And candy's sweet on me.
She understands me, my understanding candy.
And candy's always handy
when I need sympathy.
I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her.
She has taken my complete heart,
got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart Candy.
Gonna be just dandy
the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine.
Sugar candy, because I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me.
You wish that there were four of him,
so I could love much more of him.
Has taken your complete heart. You got a sweet tooth for your sweetheart Candy.
It's gonna be just dandy
the day I take my candy.
Gee, how the sun will shine.
Thank you.
One of the legendary Philadelphia organists, and there were several of them in the jazz idiom, that was Jimmy McGriff, and a thing that Neil Hefti had written for Basie originally called Cute. It's a great song, show-off song for drummers. If you're a drummer, you know about bringing out the brushes to lead the band on that song, Cute. Manny Album did that particular arrangement of Hefti's song. And that was Mel Lewis who brought the brushes. A great drummer, formerly of Stan Kenton's band. Would Cute fit Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet? They were just such naturals together as a husband and wife team. And I can remember being at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas one night when they were doing the show in the main room and thinking, these people can't be married to each other. They're having too much fun. Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet.
You're so enchanting, people must stay. You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about, they're mad about. Who wouldn't love you, and who wouldn't buy the west side of heaven if you winked your eyes? You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you, who wouldn't care?
Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? You're so enchanting, people must stare. You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers get about or mad about. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't buy the west side of heaven? You winked your eye. You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care?
Ah, go on.
You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about.
Well, tell me more.
You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about.
Yeah, they're mad about.
That's right.
Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't buy?
What's my name?
Sunny boy. West side of heaven if you winked your eyes.
I'm winking.
You're the answer to my every prayer, darling.
Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? Do, 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 do.
Steve and Edie, that's all you had to say. Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. Edie passed away, was it just last year, I believe? And Steve is still, I think, out doing some solo singing. On Radio Munson, it's been another gray day in central Illinois, and here it is, another chilly evening. Probably need something to cheer you up. Here's a guy who knows all about that. His name is Vernell Bonnerice. And he grew up in the mostly Creole section of the 7th Ward in New Orleans. And he knows how to turn it around.
Everybody gets the blues now and then and don't know what to do. I've had it happen many, many times to me. So have you. But those days have gone and passed. I found out what to do at last. When I feel all in down and out, you will hear me shout. Hello Central, give me Dr. Jazz. He got what I want, I know he has. Oh, when the world goes round and the sky turns blue, he's the fella that can make me wear out both my pairs of shoes. More get, the more I want, you see. I'm chasing old Dr. Jazz in my dreams. Life troubles bound and mixed. Here's the fellas that can get you fixed. Hello Central, give me Dr. Jazz. Give me some jazz.
Thank you.
that's a thing called shiny stockings. Derek Smith, guy playing piano, and that was Bobby Rosengarten, who was playing the Skins, this time with the Brushes, and Milt Hinton on bass. Going to do something by Doc Severinsen's Great Tonight Show band coming up in a few minutes. Here's Ella Fitzgerald with the pianist-organist Bill Doggett's arrangement of a song in 1962.
I want to go now. I want to go now. So show me how to get out of this world. Show me the way to get out of this world. That's where everything is. Everything is going. I don't want to stay here. Who wants to stick around and watch the world disappear? Miss a thing or two way down the line. And I go back and get them, but I haven't the time. So show me the way to get out of this world. That's where everything is. Show me the way to get out of this world. That's where everything is. Everything is going. I don't want to stay here. Who wants to stick around and watch the world disappear? Like to take a few things along, but anything that's any good they say is gone. So show me the way to get out of this world. That's where everything is.
Thank you.
Dr. Doc Severinsen and his band, Doc playing flugelhorn that time, with Tommy Newsom's arrangement of Just Friends. Yeah. Ed Shaughnessy, the guy playing drums, driving that band. We've had several of the drummers front and center this evening. Here's a Reeds player, Joel Fromm, who teamed up with several other musicians and Jane Monheit for the title song from Jane's Taking a Chance on Love album.
Blow again, I'll blow again, taking a chance on love. Here I stand again, about to beat the band again, feeling grand again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were frame up, I never would try, but now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now, we'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. I gotta go again, I hear those trumpets blow again, all the glow again, taking a chance on love. Here I stand again, I'm about to be the band again, feeling grand again, taking a chance on love, love. I thought that cards were a framer, I never would try, but now I'm taking that game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are beginning now, I say rainbow blending now, we'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance. I'm ending now, I see a rainbow blending now, we'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love, we'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. La 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 la.
Jane Monheit with Joel Fromm's saxophone. here on Radio Munson. You can reach me at don@wglt.org. Hope you're doing well tonight. I'm broadcasting from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. Here's a guy that was not willing to take a chance on a song he'd written. It was Billy Strayhorn, the young phenom who joined Duke Ellington's organization. He wrote this song over a period of 4 or 5 years, right in the mid-1930s. But it wasn't, and he performed it from time to time at private parties and so on. But it wasn't until 1948 that Ellington's band recorded Lush Life. What a wonderful jazz song, maybe one of the best of the 20th century. Here's Johnny Hartman's version with John Coltrane's saxophone.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant K-traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong again. And only last year, everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again, a trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris, please, the bite of it, all I care is to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Is much stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are alone.
Thank you.
stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely too.
John Coltrane's saxophone with Johnny Hartman's great baritone voice. You know, Billy Strayhorn was only 16 years old when he wrote the majority of that song. As I said, he did it over a period of about 4 years, but he wrote most of it, then set it aside. And when he did that, he was 16 years old, and he finished it when he was about 20 years old. And it became one of the jazz standards of the 20th century, much recorded. That has to be Strayhorn's signature song, doesn't it? I mean, he did write Take the A-Train for Ellington's band. I still think that's probably a signature song. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. Hour number two, we have some good surprises, including a couple of old vaudeville guys. One at a time, going to take center stage here on Radio Munson. Here's an interesting pairing. In 1974, Joe Venuti, the jazz violinist, was old enough to be the father of the saxophonist Zoot Sims. And the two of them got together and made a great album. On this track, Zoot Sims is playing soprano sax. He's basically a tenor saxophonist, but he's playing soprano to go with Venuti's violin on Old Lady Be Good.